stood the test of time is thoroughness. Bill continues to beg us to be thorough in our inventories. And so I had written an inventory. Ray had given me direction on how to write my inventory, and I did nothing with it. I hid it away. It was so painful. It had so much shame on it. I just hid it away. I was like, I'm a good alcoholic. La, 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 la. I can't hear you. Like, if I don't look, it's not, right? But here's what happened for me, and it describes me in the 12 and 12 and the fifth step, and I wrote my 12 and 12 quotes on cards because I have a really itty-bitty 12 and 12. So, scarcely any step is more necessary to long-time sobriety and peace of mind than this one. Now, here's the deal. If I'm going to have long-term sobriety, I want peace of mind. I don't want to be one of those bitter, cranky old-timers in the back of the room. No judgment, but hey, I don't want to be one of those, right? I want peace of mind, right? I cannot live with my pressing problems and the character defects which cause or aggravate them. I couldn't. And here's me. I needed to quit living by myself with these tormenting ghosts of yesterday. And that gets more urgent than ever. And so if you are still living with the tormenting ghosts of yesterday, get busy doing this. There is freedom, I promise you, from those tormenting ghosts. So I was about to pick up a drink or blow my brains out, and I called Ray, and I said, Ray, I got to do this. And I don't know, I had maybe 2.5 or 3 years of sobriety, and Ray said, I'll meet you at the cafe at the train station in the town that's right in between us. So I did my first step in a cafe at a train station, right? There's no, like, beautiful park or candles lit or, yeah, no, we can do a fifth step anywhere, people, anywhere, anywhere, anywhere. We just are on a life and death errand to get this done. And so we sat down and, you know, Jeff told me I didn't need to show you my columns, but I'm going to show you my columns because I didn't know this, right? Like, big fat notebook, and I just opened it up. This is one big page, right? Column one, people, institutions, and principles. Column two, all the horrible things they did. Column three. Now, I've had a lot of therapy. I could write you a dissertation on column three. Tell you all the things it affected. Ray said, oh, no, 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 kid. No, no, no. There's some words in the big book, and we're just going to write the words down. Right? It affects my self-esteem, my pocketbook, my ambitions, my personal relationships, my sex relationships, my security, my pride, my fear. Okay, let's take a quick nanosecond and define fear. Because I'm not talking about, like, I'm afraid that that bus is going to hit me when I'm standing in the middle of the street. Like, that's a primal fear. I'm talking about, I'm afraid I'm not going to get something that I think I need. Or I'm going to lose something I already have. And yes, it could be a car, it could be a house, it could be a husband. But it's usually things like respect, comfort, understanding, ease, time, safety. It's those intangibles that I'm afraid I'm never going to get that make my behavior get super, super wiggy. So, those are my columns. Ray and I sat down and read those columns. And here's the deal. Column four, right? This is the part I missed. Column four, he told me I was not supposed to do until I was in his physical presence. Because here's the deal. A solitary self-appraisal, as it tells us in both the big book and the 12 and 12, this was a nugget that carried through, right? Like, I can't see my eyeballs. I know I have them because I can see you all. But I can't see my eyeballs. I can see your eyeballs, but I can't see my eyeballs. And so at any point in time when I'm like, oh, I know my parts, right? If I haven't done what it says on page 66 and 67 of the big book, I don't get to get into that fourth column until I do what it says on page 66 and 67. And so, here we go. This is, and I'm not a big book thumper. This is just my experience, and I'm just sharing my experience with you. He told me to start reading these pages in first person. It's plain that my life, which includes so much resentment, has been filled with futility and unhappiness, duh. And to the precise extent that I permit these resentments, do I squander the hours that might have been worthwhile? And here's the clincher statement. But with the alcohol,